Hi everyone, and welcome again to A Plus English.
Hello everyone, welcome to our show. And today, I would like to test what Bill knows about Chinese culture.
Oh, a test?
Yes, a test. That's exciting.
Okay.
Okay, so Bill, do you know what the three most important Chinese holidays are?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. It's Christmas, Halloween, and Easter.
I'm sorry, but I mean Chinese holidays.
Of course, I'm sorry. Let's see, the first one is Moon Festival.
中秋节.
And there's Tomb Sweeping Day.
清明节.
And there's another important one. Chinese New Year.
Yeah, 中国的农历新年. Actually, you are very close, but there is one holiday that is bigger than the Tomb Sweeping Festival.
I know it. It's Dragon Boat Festival.
And it's in this month, right?
That's right. And today, and for the next 2 days, we have an article, a couple lessons, all about Dragon Boat Festival. So today, let's take a look at the first part of our reading.
Dragon Boat Festival. Reading A.
The Dragon Boat Festival falls on the fifth day of the fifth lunar month. It's said that 12 o'clock noon of that day is a special time. People try to balance an egg on one end. It's harder than it sounds. But if they succeed,They will be really lucky during the next year.
Wait, Millie, I don't understand. This year's Dragon Boat Festival is on a different day than the festival last year.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because we use the lunar calendar for Chinese holidays.
Oh, I understand. So we can tell the days and the months using the moon.
That's right. 自己的 lunar calendar 呢，就是我们说的农历或是阴历。
That's right. And we see in the reading that Dragon Boat Festival falls on the fifth day of the fifth lunar month.Now, when we say that a special day falls on some day, it means that's the day it happens. So, you can think of it like this. This is a calendar. And here's Dragon Boat Festival. It's going to fall on one day.
没有错，刚 Bill 他讲得很清楚哦，这一个片语 fall on 就是想象哦，这是一个日历，然后这个日期落在这里，所以当我们说什么节日落在哪一天的时候，我们就可以用这个片语 fall on.
So Bill, can you give us an example?
Sure. This year, for example,my birthday falls on a Saturday.
And my birthday falls on a Tuesday. 所以今年 Bill 的生日呢是礼拜六哦，而我的生日呢只是落在礼拜二。
Right. Now our reading continues, and we see it's said that 12 noon of that day is a special time. So we're talking about that important Dragon Boat Festival day, the fifth day.Of the fifth month. And when you say it's said or it is said that something, 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 well, that means many people believe this. So they will say this thing. They believe it is true.
That's right. 我们这里看到一个句型哦，叫 it's said that 子句哦，后面就是加主词跟动词哦，就是所谓的 people say that.People believe that, 就是说我们所谓的据说人们认为等等的。那老师这里造一个句子哦。It is said that wearing something red can bring good luck. 穿红色呢据说可以带来好运哦。
So why is it said that 12 noon is a special time?
Well, it's because that's a special time for kids to play a special game.
Oh, I remember this.On this day, kids in schools and everywhere will play a game where, if I remember right, they try to balance an egg on one end, right?
Yeah, that's right. 在端午节的时候，中午哦，大家会玩一个游戏，就是所谓的立蛋的游戏哦。
So did you do that when you were young?
Yes, I did. And actually, it's harder than it sounds.
Oh, harder than it sounds. That's in our reading also. And that means that maybe it sounds easy. I mean, just holding an egg on one end. But really, it's harder. It's more difficult to do that than you might think.
没有错哦。这里我们看到这个句子哦 ，It's harder than it sounds。这个 sound 呢是一个动词，就是听起来，所以比听起来要困难些哦，就是做起来并没有那么容易哦。Okay, so it's hard, but if you succeed, you will have good luck for a year.
That's right. And when you succeed at something, it means that you are able to do the thing you try to do.So, if you succeed here in this game, you can balance the egg on one end.
Yes, if you succeed, you will have good luck for 1 year. 这里的 succeed 呢是一个动词，就是成功的意思哦。通常我们后面呢可以加 in, 然后 doing something, succeed in doing something. Can you give us an example?
Sure. My friend Patricia was in a race.Last week, she tried very hard to win that race. She was running, but she didn't succeed. Somebody else won.
That's too bad. Okay, 所以 Patricia 呢，她上礼拜参加赛跑，结果很不幸的 ，she didn't succeed. 她并没有成功 ，she failed.
Well, we need to take a short break right now, but we'll come back with the second part of today's show.
Dragon Boat Festival.
Reading B.
But the beginning of summer sometimes brings bad luck. It's easy to get sick. That's why long ago, people got noon water for the festival. They believed this magic water could keep them healthy. Who knows?Try washing your eyes with the water. It may help you see farther.
So, Bill, the Dragon Boat Festival is at the beginning of summer, right?
That's right. The beginning of summer is at the start of summer, so around May or June. And at this time,Bad things can happen because the beginning of summer can bring bad luck. Now, when something brings bad luck, it means that the bad luck can come to you because of that thing. And of course, when bad luck happens to you, or when you have bad luck, it means that things are not going to be good in your life.
That's right. 好，我们这里看到一个叫做 bad luck.Bad luck 呢，就是我们说的运气不好、厄运。那我们前面呢，可能比如说 something brings bad luck， 就什么东西会带来厄运。Okay, so what can bring bad luck?
Well, an example would be black cats. Black cats can bring bad luck.
没错 ，black cats can bring bad luck， 就是黑猫呢，有时候大家觉得看到黑猫的时候，可能就是坏运降临了。Okay, so black cats can bring bad luck.
Right.So, bad luck happens at the beginning of the summer. And in our reading, it says, that's why long ago, people got noon water for the festival. So, when you say something happened long ago, this just means a long time ago. So, many, many years before today.
没有错哦，这里有一个 long ago. Long ago means a long, long time ago, 就是很久很久以前。那我们有这样的情形发生哦。Hey, Bill, what are you drinking?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my noon water. My friends here at A+ English gave it to me.
Really? So what is noon water?
Well, noon water is a special thing for Dragon Boat Festival. It's a special water that people would go and get, maybe from a stream or from a well. And when you drink it, it is supposed to be very healthy for you. Very good.
好，我们这里呢看到 Bill 在喝的就是 noon water， 就是我们所谓的午时水，就是在端午节的中午，正中午十二点的时候呢，我们可能去溪边 stream， 或者去井边有没有 well， 或是甚至去泉水 spring 呢，我们拿到这个水，那这个水听说呢可以治百病哦， it can make us healthy. So what does healthy mean?
Well, healthy means that you have good health.You know your health is talking about if your body is strong, if you maybe get sick very easily or not. If you are healthy, you have good health, so your body is very strong and you don't get sick easily at all.
That's right. Noon water can keep you healthy. 这里出现的 healthy 这个字哦，它是一个形容词，叫做健康的。那它的名词其实就是 health.那我们在后面呢加一个 y 呢就变成形容词叫做健康的 healthy.
So this water can make you healthy. And our reading next says, who knows? Try washing your eyes with the water. So we're saying you can wash your eyes using noon water and who knows what will happen. Maybe what will happen is in the next sentence.It may help you see farther.、Now, when you can see farther, it means that you can see even farther than you could before. Maybe you could only see, 100 meters, right? And if you can see farther, now you can see 200.
That's right. 我们这里看到呢 farther, OK, 那大家要注意一下它是 far 的比较级哦。那 far 是遥远的远的意思哦。那 farther 就是比较级更远的。那同学可能大家注意一下它的发音哦。My father 是我的父亲哦。但是 farther 有点卷舌哦。Farther.
Yeah, sometimes that's a hard word for students to say. I like to say that when you say farther,Make the back of your mouth go up. For father, the back of your mouth goes down.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's it for today's show. Tomorrow, we'll continue with our Dragon Boat Festival lesson. But for today, we do have a few more things for you.
Word power.
Okay, here we go with word power again. And our first word is fall on. Fall on.
Fall on, 动词片语是逢于。
My birthday falls on a Sunday this year.
我今年的生日呢是逢于星期天。
Next word is succeed. Succeed.
Succeed, 动词成功，而它的名词呢是 success.
You will succeed if you work hard.
如果你努力呢就会成功。Do you believe it?
Most of the time, this is true. Next one is bring bad luck. Bring bad luck.
Bring bad luck, 动词片语就是为什么带来厄运。
Some people think black cats bring bad luck.
有一些人呢认为黑猫会带来厄运。
But I don't think so. I love black cats. I used to have 2 pet cats that were black.
I love cats too.
And the last one is healthy. Healthy.
Healthy, 形容词健康的。而它的名词呢是 health.
It's not healthy to eat fast food.
吃素食呢是不健康的。
Right, you should eat healthy things like salad and fresh fruit, much better for your health. Okay, everybody, that's it. Don't go away, though. There's more of A-plus to come.
keep in mind.
Oh, Clayton, what's wrong with you?
Well, I ate some really spicy chicken.
Spicy chicken?
Yeah, it's making me cry.
Don't worry about it. Just try drinking more water.
It didn't work.
It didn't work?
Okay, wait.
Then try drinking some milk.
I feel much better now, thanks.
Okay. Next time, just try not to eat spicy food.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. 好，这里呢，我们现在看一下 try 这个动词哦，它后面可以加上动名词 ving， 它的意思呢是试一试啊，试试看，有点试验的意思哦。比方我刚才建议 Clayton， 如果很辣的话，就喝点水啊，就试试看，喝一些牛奶啊。Try drinking some water. Try drinking some milk. 那如果它后面接的是 to v， 那要记得哦，意思有一点不一样，意思是说我们努力尝试去做某事。比方我可以说 try to study harder， try to study harder， 意思也就是说呢，你要再努力，再用功一点。 So do you want to have some spicy？
Dragon Boat Festival.
The Dragon Boat Festival falls on the fifth day of the fifth lunar month. It's said that 12 o'clock noon of that day is a special time. People try to balance an egg on one end. It's harder than it sounds. But if they succeed,They will be really lucky during the next year. But the beginning of summer sometimes brings bad luck. It's easy to get sick. That's why long ago, people got noon water for the festival. They believed this magic water could keep them healthy.Who knows? Try washing your eyes with the water. It may help you see farther.
Review time.
For today's review time,We just have one question, but there are four answers. You need to choose which ones are right.
等一下呢，我们要做的复习时间呢，这个 Clayton 会给我们一个问题，然后呢，下面有四个可能的答案，那你要来找出来哪一些答案才是正确的。So, what is the question?
The question is, what are some special activities for the Dragon Boat Festival?
这个端午节呢到底有哪些特殊的活动呢
?One, balancing an egg on one end.
这个把蛋立起来。Right, it's true.
Number two, eating moon cakes.
Eating moon cakes, 吃月饼。I think we eat moon cakes on moon festival, right?
Right, not for the Dragon Boat Festival. Number three is getting noon water.
这个呢，捞这个井水，正午捞井水 ，right?
Yes. And the fourth one, getting red envelopes.
拿这个红包 ，we get red envelopes on New Year.
Right, it's Chinese New Year that we get red envelopes, not Dragon Boat Festival. Okay, everybody, I'm sure you did well. Don't go away though. There's more of the show to come.
Fun with phrases. Be harder than it sounds.
Be harder than it sounds.
Let's make a sand airplane.
It's harder than it sounds.
No! See? I made it. Now, let's make a sand house.
That's harder than it sounds. It's difficult to make the windows.
Oh, it's easy. Oh, no. The water is coming. Stop it.
Stop the water? That really is harder than it sounds.
Just for fun.
Siobhan, you have pretty long hair, right?
I do, and I just got it cut maybe about a week ago, and I cried. I always cry when someone cuts my hair because, well, I really like it.
Well, Siobhan, how long do you think your hair is?
I don't really know. Maybe a couple inches past my shoulders?
Okay, so maybe altogether it would be about 40 centimeters, maybe 50 centimeters.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Well, today, our Guinness World Records is for the longest hair in the world.
Oh my gosh, well, we've learned some crazy things in the Guinness Book of World Records this month, so the longest hair must be really long.
Well, the woman who has the longest hair, her name is Miss She, and she lives in China. And her hair is 5.6 meters long.
Wow, her hair must have been so heavy on her head. I can imagine her wearing a special hat or something to keep all that hair out of her way.
Yeah, she must do something. I think it must get pretty heavy. That's a lot of hair.
Yeah, she must have people to help her brush it, because with hair that long, you'd think you wouldn't be able to go to school or do other things. You would spend all your time brushing your hair.
Yeah, maybe she does. But you know, 5.5 meters, how long is that?
I'm not sure. I'm not too good with math.
Well, you know what I think? I think it's as long as a bus.
Oh my gosh. Well, it says that she's been growing her hair since 1973 from the age of 13. So this woman didn't cut her hair since she was 13 years old.
So you mean she has been growing her hair for 33 years?
That's amazing. I can't believe it.
Wow, that sounds like a full-time job. I'm glad I just keep my hair short and simple.
Yes, well, I like to get a haircut every now and then, even though I do sometimes cry.
Okay, everybody, that's it for our Guinness World Records. But stay with us, there's more.